The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Corn.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, you got it.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a pitcher that comes out to this.
Oh, didn't he get married?
Yeah, I saw that he did. Jonathan Davis got remarried. Yeah. There's a pitcher that comes out to him, and they do the lights to this when he's walking out.
Really?
Yeah.
I love this.
I want to know who that is.
Look at that video. It's a cool video. I forgot. I think he's a Philly, maybe? I can't remember exactly. But it's cool looking.
Dun, 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 boom.
Plus, is there not a country cover of Adidas? Maybe Sturgill can do it or somebody.
I think that was Hasey Dixie. May have done it. Mason Miller comes out to...
Are you watching the video?
Padres. Oh, no. I see. Here we go. It's a short.
God, man. It's cool.
Holy moly, dude.
People get into it.
That is like something they would do on like simulation golf or something.
I love this.
It's like the Golden Tee theme song.
Damn, that's cool. Baseball needs more of that, I think.
Well, did you see the fight? There was a fight last night.
Who?
Between the Drive and the Spartanburgers.
Someone get hurt?
What?
Yeah, so...
In the crowd or the team?
The players. Well, they might have fought in the crowd, too. They should fight. Let's get that going. Greenville versus Spartanburg.
No. Do it at their park, not ours.
No.
It started with the players. But
was the game? In Spartanburg or here?
I think it was at Greenville. I mean, it's getting picked up by a lot of places.
A benches clearing brawl erupted after Red Sox top prospect Justin Gonzalez hit a massive three-run homer and slapped the opposing catcher. What?
Yeah, when he comes to the plate, just taps him on the head.
19-year-old crushes 13th home run of the season. Bench clearing. Wow. Oh, look at the video. My gosh.
So they both got good players. The Spartanburgers have the top three prospects in the whole Rangers organization.
Oh, yeah. They said that, people getting there for the autographs for several of those. And it's probably – I did not realize this. Justin Gonzalez was so highly touted.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Look at that, man. That's cool.
Big
fight.
Well, I mean, I tell you, they have a whole league now of the Savannah thing, right? Savannah Bananas, they have a whole league.
Because you don't always get the bananas, but people will still go to the games.
So,
bananas.
God, dude, this made ESPN.
Yep, they picked it up.
ESPN has the fight on ESPN.com.
Even got old Dan Scott on the call.
Oh, we also have what's the guy?
It's big.
Cespedes.
What are you looking at?
Cespedes. She's looking at Playgirl.
Uh-huh.
Cespedes.
Cespedes.
Yoelen Cespedes.
Oh, is that a new prospect?
Yeah.
I thought you're...
Three-run homer.
I thought you... Okay. I thought you talked about an old player.
Well, no, I was wondering if it's related to him. Cespedes. There was like a...
It's got to be, right? I mean,
Andujar Cespedes or something?
Chances are, like, if your last name was, like, you know, Butt Lips, right, and there was just one other person with the last name Butt Lips...
Yeah.
You're probably related, right? Like, you got to be.
Or, like... But there's that weird thing where there's, like, 5 Kobe Bryants now, 2 Sterling Sharps.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't either. Like, back in the day, you had to change your name. Like, remember Michael Fox, you know? He's like, I didn't want to use the J, but there's already a Michael Fox. So they said, oh, just use that.
There's a lot of those. Like, Emma Stone, that's not her name.
Oh, it's not?
No, what's her first name? Dang it. I've heard her talk about this.
But Sandstone.
She had to change it because of the whole SAG thing they got to go through.
Oh, yeah. There can only be one.
Which is stupid.
Yeah. But eventually, like, you know, there will be... That's where you kind of got to welcome the new names, even though they're hard to say.
Yeah.
You know, who wants to walk around wearing a Even in Atlanta, you had 2 Jones on one team back in the night. It was hard. Yeah. Like, is that Andrew? It's a 10. It's Chipper.
Well, Bobby Cox liked to give out nicknames, so you both can't be Jonesy.
No. No. Yeah, you both can't be Jonesy. God, like.
You got to pick one. Our brawls in Atlanta.
Wow. It's a different league. Somebody's asking on text if we play the Asheville Tourists.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, Sally League team.
So all 3 of them, do Spartanburgers play them too?
Yep.
Huh.
It's cool to rotation the guy because, you know, they get every Monday off.
It's a little interesting rivalry there.
You're home every other week for the most part.
Yeah.
Long homestands.
Yeah.
or series. You know, they all play each other regionally. You get good at your craft. Then they'll bump you. I think the Lookouts are double A, right? I might have to look into that.
Chattanooga Lookouts. Yeah. Yeah. What? They used to play in Sally, or not Sally League, Southern League was what it was called.
Yeah, when, maybe I got the league.
It was still cool to say the word Southern.
They play the Greenville Braves.
Yeah, and then before that, it was the Textile Leagues.
Because they had a cool hat. Their hat had eyeballs on it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what is that?
Yeah, it was one of the first, like, out there kind of mascots.
Yeah, this is before the internet, of course, so we didn't know about Lookout Mountain for the most part or any of that stuff.
Oh, man.
Montgomery Biscuits, too. That's a cool cap.
Yeah.
Like, you're named after a food. Is there, like, a beef stroganoff team? Give me that cap.
Yeah, what are, like, what are the other teams in the Savannah Banana? Like, do you, Matt? First off, do guys like go see that, or is that like a and I'm not being any particular way on this, but you know, I said the same thing about would a group of guys go see Bad Bunny together? I feel like no. I
God,
feel
like
there's got to be a woman in there somewhere dragging. I don't, unless they are enjoy the company of each other in a sexual way or something.
Does he have, like, you know, dude music, I guess you could say? Or is it all female driven kind of? I can't understand it.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you as a sports fan, Fat Boy, like one of the biggest I know, and I don't mean in weight, I mean like in heart and passion and drive. Even though you will not go see live sports, you hate it live, you prefer it in the comfort of your own home.
That's the way to go.
That's one of those things where
I don't like gimmick sports.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's.
Now wrestling's different. That's what it's about.
But even with the, I don't know, the dancing and everything, it just comes off as like somebody who wished they could go to Broadway, but they can't, so they're going to a minor league baseball game.
Well, is it not like a demotion if you're trying to be a ball player and they're like, look, probably not good enough to get drafted, but you can play for the Bananas?
Man, I'd do it. I mean, hell, I'm Ricky sure Henderson, if he's still alive, he'd probably play for him too.
They sell out a ton. I'm sure they get a lot of trim when they go to these cities.
Yeah, but I you know, they say that, you know what's, and this is stats right here, you know what drives soccer money in America?
The Foreigners?
The gay dollar. Like, gay people are really into soccer. Yeah, and that's just stats. Nothing against or for, blah, blah, blah.
But it's like, for a certain player, right? Like Messi.
I don't know. I was just looking at World Cup stats or whatever, and they were saying, like, that's where. Same thing with WNBA.
Oh, yeah, this same country thing. Has sold more beer in the past month
than
any other event.
The Super Bowl and World Series combined, and maybe both nights of WrestleMania.
Yeah, because they said every...
And Morgan Wallen concert, too.
When the Scottish fans were in Boston, a ton of them, they outdrank the bars.
Yeah.
And they couldn't keep it stocked up.
Yeah. So, I don't know what that means or whatever. I mean, it's a pretty brutal sport, soccer is. I mean, it's tiring as hell.
Ironically, it is, because nothing ever happens.
I don't know. Maybe it's because, you know, they're wearing short shorts. And I don't know. I just try to figure it out. It's kind of interesting.
Like, you don't, like, how do you other countries fight each other at these games? They kill each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Soccer, for sure. In Brazil, man, I remember as a kid watching, it must have been the World Cup or something, and it was right before my mom went to Brazil, and she was a missionary.
Oh, the story. That was a great story.
A one-week missionary. But...
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mama. My daddy said, Mary, you better be careful over there. That's a third world country. Look at it. They're fighting over a sport. And then fast forward 4 years later, March Madness, what was it? Was it Pistons? When Detroit caught on fire. They burned down
everything. Setting all their chairs on fire.
And their couches and everything.
Dang it.
It might have been Michigan. I don't remember. I think it was Final Four. I was like, look at there, Daddy. Third world country.
Oh, dang it. I saw something that...
We've done it here, too, though. I mean, people, like, they talk about, Raiders games? Where, like, people don't put on their jerseys till they get right to the stadium. You don't want to walk through the parking lot. Because people will...
Get an attitude problem.
Or, like, fight you just because you're wearing a different jersey. It's like a uniform, literally, of a different country or something.
They're like one of the deadliest fan bases in the black hole.
Yeah.
I saw a baseball, like one of these back in the days that I didn't know about. Maybe you did. So Vince Coleman, when he played for the Mets, threw a firecracker in the crowd.
Oh my
God. Did you ever hear that? Uh-uh. This was in 1993. He got a fine in community service, but it said it was equivalent to a quarter stick of dynamite. He just throws it in the crowd.
Did he kill anybody?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But he's just throwing dynamite.
I think he had a run with the booger sugar, too. I think that was during
his time. Okay.
He was a big base stealer. A
former teammate maybe hooked that one up?
Probably. But he started off as a Cardinal, though.
Oh, God.
It must have been why Ozzie Smith was cutting flips out there. I messed up. I got energy. I need to spin it right now.
What if it was Todd Zeal? Somebody you just wouldn't expect.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this guy's a little subdued. Hiding coke under the base.
Okay, so this, I don't know which fandom this person is texting in about right now, but they said, okay, so this happened in Greenville, so this must be a Spartanburger fan. Try to do that in our stadium, see what happens. Okay, maybe that's a tourist fan, though. God, the loyalty to minor league baseball, no offense.
They got a nice park, too.
Is it bad to say I attribute that to people that graduated from a high school and still go to the games after like 25 years? It's a sweet loyalty, but it's like...
Well, now they make you want to get back into it. You know, if you go to if your high school you went to starts getting a lot of stuff. Because people are like, well, I don't have a kid playing, so why should I go? But now they try to make it an experience. Like, we got new stuff, new field, new scoreboards. Well, like, come on out.
And that's what baseball tried to do. Remember, they put swimming pools out in the outfield of, was that Giants? Somewhere out in West Coast, California.
Somewhere, they had a swimming pool. Well, they're doing it like in Jacksonville's new stadium. They're going to keep the pool.
Yeah.
And that's like a premium ticket.
To sit in the pool and watch them?
I guess, yeah. I don't know why you would want to mix the two. Because you're going to be on TV every time. If there's a hot chick in that pool, they're going to show it every time they come back for TV.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because you got, hey, look who's in the pool today. This is a hot chick.
Did we say, serious question. Did we say something bad just now because all the phone lines are ringing?
Probably. I just don't know what it was.
Usually if they just come out of the blue and we just say, call in about that, it's like, oh, man, did you just catch that page that said the T word for boobs or something?
Did we possibly walk up to a line and...
That never happens.
Not you.
That never happens. Ever. That player is going to be fined. Oh, well, I mean, he should be.
He was ejected.
He came out of the dugout and came back out on the field. All right.
Let him do it. I love it.
It makes it more interesting.
I want to hear Dan Scott call a fight now.
If they promised during the last two or three Swamp Rabbit games they went to, there was no fights. And I was disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, hockey, you got a player, the goon. Everybody's got a goon.
Right.
That's his job.
Missing four or five teeth. That's the look.
Remember TJ Reynolds back in the day? He'd come in here and say that was part of his job was to fight. He was the enforcer.
That was like one of the first times I met like a hockey player like in person and realized like these dudes are built like a freaking brick house.
He's big.
You gotta be though.
Big Canuck.
If you fall.
All right, let's see what we did wrong.
Get punched.
We'll answer some phone calls. Matter of fact, let's answer them live. What did we do wrong? I can't think of anything.
Please remind us, But answer if we said something, like, don't say it what we said, if that makes any sense.
Do as we say, not as we do.
Because, you might get dumped twice. Plus,
No.
You don't want to, Don't.
What do you mean?
Like, if I said a bad word.
Yeah.
Don't come on and say that bad word that I said.
Double trouble.
Because, we'll get, dumped twice and more in trouble. Just to kind of allude to it, Then we'll figure out what you're trying
really
to say.
I really don't understand. Okay.
Say I said a bad word like CSMF-er.
Okay.
Okay. And then I answer the phone. And the phone caller says, hey, you said CSMF-er.
Oh, they would make it worse.
Yeah.
It's like that time when I accidentally said F and then exclaimed S afterwards and like, oh, my God.
I followed it up with another cuss word.
Okay, that happens. All right, no cussing next. Good morning, everyone.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is...
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Thank you.
Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Peanut head ass fat hoe.
I'm breaking a rule. I said I would not do birthday shout outs for adults.
They got one today.
Well, it's a guy that's pretty much begging me to tell his wife happy birthday. Then why not? Happy birthday, Ashley Bridwell. Or Bridwell. I imagine it's Bridwell, but it might be Bridwell.
If you say it real fast, it's Bridwell.
Bridwell.
She shares a birthday with a lot of celebrities, by the way.
Oh, well, congratulations.
It's a big day, huh?
Big one.
All right. Happy birthday, and it's at Gale if you want to send that Venmo.
She celebrates a birthday with somebody who might allegedly been involved with a 13-year-old when he was in college.
My God. Yeah. Look at you.
Hall of Famer, though.
What sign would that be? Oh, I know that.
So you got to do his birthday.
Oh, man. All right. Let's see.
Pedophilia is not a funny page. Just saying.
It's not, and you should stop.
What?
I looked at Paige's drive, and there's nothing but PDFs on there. It's nothing.
Like, what's up with that?
That's what kids say now instead of pedophile. They say PDFs.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Does somebody make that joke in the office? That would be awkward, right?
About making a PDF joke and somebody not getting it. Yeah. I know. That's why I just did that. And you did? I got you. You understand?
Hang on a second.
I didn't get you, but I was just letting you know if somebody tries to say, hey, you got a bunch of PDFs on your computer.
That's not Dave Draymond, by the way. That's real.
Real.
Oh, that is real.
Yeah, that's not Inside the Fire.
April, who goes by real now? All right, well, let's get to some phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. The phone line's brought to you by Fatboy Zappawood Bacon Gale Beardle.
Oh, let's go.
How's that doing?
It's doing better.
Good.
You know?
Big Brown coming through for me?
I heard some, I saw some feedback yesterday, you know, folks getting their first bottles and everything. And it's the half and half thing. It's like, you remember that sound that you'd play years ago? And it's like, some people hear red rainbows. Other people hear purple lines.
Oh, man.
And then you heard it one way, but until someone said, no, I hear purple lines, you're like, wait a minute. Now I hear purple lines. So
can you tell which website's doing the best, or do you get stats on that?
Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if he created a bottom beard oil, I would buy it from him. Bacon bottom beard oil.
Could you use it on your...
I don't know. Just don't drink it.
Don't ingest it.
You can't. They have to put that on there.
I don't even know how you get it. How do you get it? You'd have to go to jeremyellenberg.com, right?
Yeah, but who knows how to spell Jeremy Ellenberg?
That is true. You got to Google it. Not the pitcher.
No, not the pitcher.
Me of nursery fame, you know. Same family.
Nursery fame.
Oh, yeah. Bunch of nurseries. I got my own road in Easley.
Okay. Okay, we're getting on the same wavelength. You were talking a plant nursery.
Yep,
okay.
That's right.
Oh, I thought you were talking about...
Yeah, what'd you think I was talking about?
I don't know. It's weird.
What'd you think I was talking about little babies?
It's weird. My grandparents and parents worked in a mill, but then puppy mills are bad.
Whoa. Dude, let me give you a tip.
I can't.
We've said this before. If you really want a shot at dating Paige... be a creepy guy.
Yeah.
That's what she's into.
Yeah, you got to have a real deep voice.
Hey, what are you doing? Going to walk you to your house?
All right. We promised we'd answer some phone calls.
Yeah, you love it, don't you?
Fat boy, pick a number between 1 and 12. You don't even have to tell me. Just pick a line.
All right, here's 13.
Oh, I hope it's Stan Pamphilis. Is this Stan? No, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, sorry, I didn't look at the Steffi.
Yeah.
Steffi.
That's a cool name.
Yeah.
It's a great name.
Dude,
it's
are you a tennis name. Player? Is this Steffi Graf?
Is this Steffi Forster? Yeah.
You? You got me.
I knew it. So what's up?
So, hey, guys. Okay, so I have an odd question.
Okay.
And I've been debating whether to call on morning.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So... I'm 37 and I'm gay, happily, proudly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't realize I was into women until about 8 years ago.
Thank you.
And you're how old now? Or did you, I'm not asking you, but did you just say it?
I'm 37.
Oh, you're 37. Okay. I see. And okay. So you're a late bloomer to the lesbian game.
Well, I was just 29 when I figured it out.
What happened with that? Did you just like? If I'm going too far with this, I've just always wanted to ask someone who turned their back on. No, I'm just kidding.
On us.
What What drove you to that? Like, did you say, gosh, I'm just not finding the right man? Or was it like, I just don't like men at all?
I just don't like... No, I like men. I like
yeah,
men.
But like in like you're not attracted to them in that way.
No, not
okay.
at all.
Huh. It's interesting.
Not at all. And I think I think it was brewing, and then I just, like, at 29, I was like, oh, no, I know for sure. So...
Yeah. I feel like every young girl has... Like, you're almost made to think that way now. Like, hey, am I? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Like, the question comes up a lot.
Am I? I don't know. Anyway. Well, congratulations, yeah. I suppose. Your family still talk to you? Well, you never
not.
Know
yeah,
around
we're
here.
Still very close.
Yeah.
I know.
Good.
Got a lot of pantsuits.
I'm very close to my family. So, okay, so I've developed a crush on a woman.
Oh,
and
nice.
I know that, you know, she's single, but I don't know if she's into women. And I know her, but not super well.
Okay.
And I don't want to make her uncomfortable. I don't want her to think that I'm being creepy, you know, like,
right.
And I'm not looking for a hookup. I really think she's this great person, and I want to get to know her better.
And you don't know if she swings that way? Is that fair to, is that okay to say?
She swings that way.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Like if she's into, you know, she's into women. And I don't know. It's like, is it different for guys? Like if a random guy walked up to y'all and it just asked you out, like, I guess that probably wouldn't go over very well, right?
Yeah, it's funny you say that.
I'd be flattered, to be honest with you.
Would you?
Yeah, because the way I dress every day. If a gentleman would like to take me out.
Well,
hey, fat boy, you look hot.
You know, well, here's the thing. If that were to happen, I would like, what vibes am I giving out?
Hey,
am
man.
I giving out vibes that I, like, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, you look good.
Hey. Paige is doing her lesbian voice as a gay man.
I know she relishes this role. She gets a...
No offense to you as a lesbian. You sound nothing like that, though. So you know she's single. You don't know if she's... if she's into girls or whatever.
Isn't there a code, like, you know, the or something?
Well,
I mean, there's no, like, hand signal.
you could are you very vocal with your sexuality, meaning, like, if I went to your social media, or do you have, like, bumper stickers, or I'm asking a serious question. Like, are you pretty
No, I don't broadcast it.
Yeah,
I don't broadcast it. I mean, except on a radio when I'm calling asking for dating advice.
Now, this might be bad, but she doesn't sound like she dresses like, no. You know what I'm saying, like a lot of baggy shirts.
That's true. Are you of the lipstick tribe?
Yeah, so I'm more, yeah. I fall into that category. Like, definitely, I don't have like a super short haircut, whatever the typical.
Right. Yeah,
not a dagger.
She's not wearing the Pride rainbow shirt everywhere.
Right, and if
right
you
I'm not in cargo shorts.
I
still have a buzz cut and a bunch
like,
of earrings.
How do you find out if you, man, right. You know what? I think that
she don't dress like Paige Beckers. Long ties, pantsuits.
Yeah.
I like pantsuits.
She dresses like that. I don't.
Should I? Do you guys think I should figure out first if she's gay? Is there a way to casually find out?
If she were just bi, would you be okay with that?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like if she said, you know what, I'm kind of
okay. Sure, because I'm not trying to make somebody
right.
Do something they're not comfortable with. So if they're bi, they're gay.
Like with you, like the first person that like did when. When you realized that you were, was it because someone maybe reached out to you and you're like, oh, wow, I kind of, this doesn't bother me maybe as much as I thought or something?
No, because it's like I was developing a crush on somebody. And I was like, oh, this is
that. Yeah, but how much would it suck if you find out this chick you get with her and she's like, you know what, I want a dude right now.
I don't feel the same way
right.
you.
Oh, well, Jude, you know, you mentioned like how guys react to it. Back in the 90s, remember the Jenny Jones show?
That guy.
He brought on a guy and said, hey, I want to reveal to this man that I have a gay crush on him. And they taped it. And the guy like, hey, I'm not gay, blah, blah, blah. After the show, he went and killed the dude. And they never aired the episode.
That guy just got out of prison, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so, I mean, I obviously, you know.
Like, if I was with a dude and he told me he wanted to start seeing women, I'd be heartbroken, to be honest with you.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. If you say you liked her as a person, her characteristics, you know, maybe, you know, her looks as well. So I would just say, hey, look, you want to go get drinks, Friday night, Saturday night, whatever. And then I think you're going because, it's a friendly thing. And then you can kind of like see from there. Or you could just straight up say, look, I don't know where you stand or whatever. I like being in a woman's britches.
Yeah. It's not just that. I mean,
I think you just go for it and just say, look,
go for it.
Don't be offended. But I don't think I feel like women won't be as offended as a man would.
It's kind of hard to broach the question and when is it appropriate. You know what I mean? That's what her dilemma is.
Plus, if you watch the news, the world's ending, so you might as well just go ahead and go for it. You don't want the Lord to come back and say, look at you, lesbian. You're lonesome, and you didn't ask that girl out. I mean?
Are you lonesome, lesbo?
Yeah. So I would just, and here's the thing, is this something you like? If you do soon, you'll give us a call and let us know, like what she said.
I mean, you guys definitely, you'll know for sure.
Do it
because. Okay, you know what. Okay, you know what? You're right.
Yes.
You only live once, so screw it. Okay?
I just thought that. You only live once, and then she said it.
Right.
So you just put it into the universe.
Yep.
Okay, so Paige.
Yes.
I knew it.
Would you maybe want to go to dinner with me sometime?
Dude, I freaking
I didn't know
it.
Uh-huh.
I had a sneaking suspicion.
I didn't even think about it. People think of Paige sexually?
What?
Like, I don't.
Well, I mean,
don't.
It'd be weird for you.
Me
only parts of her.
Goodness.
What do you say?
Oh, man.
Well, honestly, I'm not bi or gay.
Boo!
But I think you're nice, and I'd go to dinner with you. But I won't have sex with you.
Yeah,
she said she's not just about that.
Oh. You'll have dinner with me? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I won't do you.
Okay.
She'll let you work on her. She's giving you the opportunity now.
Well, I mean, just because you're not, but like, friendship, I mean, this could blossom.
Dude, when you agree to a dinner, you owe somebody something. That's how that works.
No, it does not.
No, you don't.
Look at this.
I'm strictly blankly.
Blankly?
Wait, can I say that? Penis.
It doesn't rhyme.
You can't say penis on the radio.
It does not rhyme.
You have to call it by its slang term.
Penis.
The love rod. Okay. And you hate those, so I don't want to offend you.
Man, this is cool.
That's it. You know what? How exhilarating was that? Like, I had a feeling, but then when you said it, how about that?
You know, I don't want. She would be my first lesbian friend that I can hang out with.
I'd be helping you out. I'd make you look cool.
Look, don't you like, this is a challenge for you. Like, she's kind of opening the door a little bit, so I feel like you can close the deal.
Look at the cheeks on this woman right now. She's
pants
all, like, flush. Like,
oh,
I can't tell
goodness,
if it's embarrassment
God.
Or turn on.
I'm so excited. This is going to be
who's a celebrity
really fun.
That you resemble? I'm asking because people are asking on the text what you look like. Is there a celebrity you resemble, Steffi?
I have been kind of referred to, this was way before my time, but that TV show Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh.
I'm like a Jenny Garth type.
Nice. Oh gosh, she still looks good.
You're beautiful.
Nice. I thought you were gonna say Boo from Orange Is the New Black, but you didn't. So
okay, why don't we throw you on hold and let you two exchange your information?
Oh my God.
Okay.
I'll get my social media, and you can, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll turn you into a vampire.
Dang.
Okay, hold on.
We'll see if you two start chewing the same bubble gum. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I got chills off that. I don't know why. It was wild.
Because even thinking about what could happen.
Well, just because she's like, okay. And then Paige says, you know what? We just said that at the same time. Like, screw it, go for it. And then she says, all right, well, fine, I will. Paige, you want to go out
to
dinner?
Oh, my God.
Evidently, the only deal breaker with Paige is being a neighbor. Don't be a neighbor and don't ask to satisfy her.
Well,
anybody else.
That
though.
Was weird.
You did say that he was of age.
It was also a man.
But he was thinking about it for a long time. He's like, hey, I'm an adult now.
You know what? It's to the, what she just said, I know she didn't mean it this way, but it's like she's like checking off a box. She's like, oh, great. I don't have a lesbian friend. Yeah. I can add that to my arsenal now.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Paige getting some heat on the text line.
Damn.
I can't tell if that guy is just like a real conservative Christian or if he just misspelled that. But he said, this is a bunch of bill crap.
He did say bill crap.
I love when people say, who gives a carp?
Guys.
Who gives a carp about the barbs?
Bunch of
I hate Altana.
Bull spit.
I never give a carp.
But always ready for the weekend. Yeah. If a guy asks her out, she politely says no. But if a woman, oh, man, that's bill crap.
It's got to be good for the ego, right? Now, if a dude, like, you know, my size asked me out, I wouldn't really be like, oh, okay.
Wow, that's self-hate.
But if it was like a hot dude said, hey, man, let me get your number, I'd be like, no, but thanks. Because, you know.
But you're
a hot dude.
You're not like me. You
he's got a fat fetish.
You wouldn't say, like, what, am I giving out some kind of sign? You know, because like literally it has and I'm not even joking or anything, like to be a gay person and to try to talk to other people, that would be it'd be hard unless you just absolutely knew. Like, I'm not even kidding.
We know somebody who's been gay for a long time. So when you think about it, you don't have a whole lot of people you can really like go to, right? Because you got like a rotation of people that you gotta that you know are gay.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not everybody knows they're gay, but you know they're gay. So you kind of work between them. It's got to be hard to find new people.
Imagine and like, I you know what? I have wondered this. Big cities have more of a.
I love big cities.
Gayer. Paige loves big cities as well.
Yeah, I do.
I like little cities too.
Well, sometimes you just gotta get away.
More than a mouthful of city is too much for me.
I like a
taste of the town.
I like
a couple mid cities. You like a couple mid cities, and you just go right between them.
Yeah,
have a lot of fun.
That was a book, right? A Tale of Two.
Yeah, it was. One was bigger than the other one. A lot bigger, actually.
He likes droopy cities.
Hold on, roll me back. Droopy cities.
Droopy cities. Look at that! Look at that! That's the look of pure enjoyment right there.
As like that farmer up there in Sevierville, they got their half their land taken for a highway. You know, the intimate domain. I sound like that meteorologist trying to say precipitation and kept saying participation.
I can't.
It's hard to do. What song is this? People are asking.
This is Juicy, Better Than Ezra.
Juicy, by Better Than Ezra.
I like Better Than Ezra.
All right, we're getting some more phone calls. Let's see if some more people want to hit on Paige. Must be nice. In fact, well, have you ever had a female call and say, hey, would you like to go out sometime? Well, you've been married.
You're married.
Not had that, but, you know, when it gets to us, it gets a little tricky. Because people have had situations in the past.
Have you ever had a dude hit on you?
When I was younger. But, like, you know, but like a passing comment, like, you know.
Damn.
Hey, like,
nice ass, dude.
Yeah. Like, hey, bend over again or something like that. Or why don't you back that up, dog? Hey,
keep dropping that soap, bud.
Like, why you look like two pigs fighting over a milk dud? Stuff like that.
When you're in the bathroom, nice shoes.
Nah, it's usually when you're in the bathroom, it's like a big. Oh, don't ever stop. I'm like, I got to, dude. I'm out.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot. I was out of my sugar scrub. You're exfoliating me.
I was like, oh, God. Like, you just go to rest areas and just whiff? Like, wow, dude.
Hey, I've got this. Can you come to my house? I've got some wallpaper I need peeling.
Why is your face up under the little partition? Just sliding in and out like a whack-a-mole.
I think you could help me age wine with that smell. Oh, like, Lord.
Did you just see a nose pick up over the top of the little partition? Not even a face.
Hey, boy.
Oh, man.
Hang on.
Oh, man, Paige.
God almighty.
Oh, man. God, look. Now there's two. Well, that's just probably dudes pretending to be women. Hey, I'm a girl, too. God. Would Paige like to go to dinner?
Somebody said, hey, stop.
He said, God, do we still have that one?
Please.
You're in right, stud.
Oh.
I was going to try to decipher what she was going to say, and she can't even talk.
She's the world's worst comedian. She can't finish the joke without laughing.
I can't.
Oh. No, say what you were going to say.
You heard right, stud.
Yes.
They stood.
That voice over the...
I thought it was thundering in here, so I thought I'd slide in here and see what's going on. Hey, big boy, did you have a hot lunch?
You go out and get drunk with Edith last night.
No.
Oh, God. You and Edith tearing up the town? That'd be cool.
I should have.
God dang it, you should have.
I'm so tired.
I don't know if you can keep up with old Edith up.
No, I didn't. Edith up. I told you, I did see Edith yesterday.
Yes, I did too. Let's go to...
Oh, Lord.
Let's go to Rex and Effects. Hey, Rex.
What's going on?
All I want to do is zoom, 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 boom, boom, boom.
Just shake you up.
You remember that, Rex?
Remember that?
Were you named after Rex and Effects?
What's that?
Go ahead. What was your call about?
He's got little arms. He was named after the dinosaur. You got little arms?
I'm dying. I can't.
The fat boy is under the bright white lamp. You remember those old like 80s cop shows where they would throw the lamp in their face and all that? Well, fat boy is under that right now. Because his bio is not correct on the Odyssey website.
Uh-oh. They just brought him back.
It's like...
not correct because I swear... Now, I don't know if they're counting his time as being hired on and maybe his time as an intern as being separate. I'm not sure, but I can remember him going into the like 9:15 release of Spider-Man 3, and he's sitting in there with a freaking phone, and he starts talking about, does Spider-Man ever age past puberty?
I remember that. God, that was so awkward. There was a lady sitting in front of me with her kid, and I had to keep asking her questions.
Oh, it was a bit.
Did you give away the ending of the movie?
No, I had to go down the road during the movie, talk to the lady who was trying to watch the movie with her kid, and I got kicked out by the manager.
Oh, that's right.
Because she went to get the manager.
Oh, that's how we met the manager who ended up befriending us and let us in the movies for free.
That made a CD, but I forgot what year that was.
God, that was good. And you were at that movie.
2007.
So that was 2000. So it says 2008. Yeah, because my dad died in 08, and you were on the show for a year prior to that. So you're right, Rex.
Dude.
07.
I started watching. I mean, not watching, but I wish y'all were a TV show. But listening to y'all around like 2006, 2007, Fat Boy was kind of brand new. He was kind of the little bitch that went out and did everything.
Yeah, that's true.
What I mean? I've been there. Okay. I did it too. Paige never had to do it, but I've done it too.
Neil Koloff was there too. I refused to call him.
The Russian traitor. The Russian wolf.
The good old days.
That's great.
I hated Nikita in the 80s, and I still hate him now.
There's no paying dues anymore. There's no coming up that way anymore. It doesn't exist.
Nope.
God, 20 years almost.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, I never...
I've got the first CD y'all put out. I've got the second one, Glazed and Confused. And then I've got the fifth one, which is FUHR. So this is to all the P1s. If you have any of these CDs to sell to me that I don't have, please, I will pay a lot of money for
you. Are you the guy on X that tweeted us recently?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Dude, so listen to this. This is so funny. You said, I just bought these CDs. I'm like, where in the world did he find them? I go look at eBay. You paid like $50 a CD for them, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, my God.
I had boxes of those.
That's how much the Rise guys mean to me. Seriously.
We got to find out who was selling these suckers.
Right.
I know. I'm mad at myself for not saving a box or two.
I've got a copy of each one.
Well, save it.
I'm going to have to.
Do you have any extra copies, Fat Boy? Because outside of anything sexual, I will do anything to get them.
Oh. Aww. We can get creative with a couple of
We have some enemies
biscuits.
Out there, so hold on. We may take you up on that. No, just kidding.
Damn, that's cool,
that
man.
That is cool, though. That is very cool. That makes me... again, regretful I didn't save more of them, but God. Still, though.
Go to gale.com. It's payday, probably.
It's so dated because it's so funny. Like, they're still funny to me because I have a warped sense of humor. Yeah. But it's so funny how, like, I'm like, now half this Bull Blank couldn't pass.
Oh no, not no. Well, now that me and Fatboy spent an hour just trying to do a prank call the other day, and we couldn't get anybody on a phone at businesses, man.
Nobody answers his phone within 20 minutes.
You had the Redneck Brothers back then. It was you and old Jailbird.
Yeah.
Jailbird.
I heard that when he went out and started his new show, his name may rhyme with Kip Skirch. I don't know. That name kind of came randomly into my mind.
Sorry, I'm over here looking for CDs that I can sell you.
Yeah, right.
Hey,
he was not paying people, apparently. Well. New show. That's what I heard, but that's just me.
A lot going on there.
Would you like to get a cameo from us? No. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for real. You have a great weekend,
Rex.
You're
the best.
Okay?
You did. Thank you, Aaron.
All right. That's cool.
Love Rex.
That's so nice.
That's like full circle stuff for me.
You know, we take things for granted because time flies. You know what I mean? We forget about things.
20 years almost, man.
But I can literally remember the first time that I met Fatboy. And like that... You know, that's like...
You're like, this is going to be a thing of the future. It's a hole that up to.
I saw it in you. Uh-huh. Like, I really did. I remember that night we went to Italian restaurant up here of Pelham. We went there, and me and you had, like, a talk about life.
Caprice?
Not Caprice. Used to be beside California Dreaming.
Ah.
We used to go there all the
time. God dang it.
I can't remember. Anyway.
It's where Smoke Up on the Water is about to be.
Yeah. And it's like, man, this guy knows freaking radio. But the opportunity wasn't there yet.
Oh, we had that place.
Yeah.
Guess what? The opportunities are not there now.
No.
They're still coming up.
Doesn't have to try. He's just naturally funny.
Yes. That's what it says on his fake bio here. No fake radio voice, no ego, just Fatboy. And that's why people love him.
Yeah, I had a fun time typing that one. Yeah. Can we do the boss's bio?
You want me to go look for real?
Oh, yeah. Well, what? Dang it. We got to go to break then.
Oh, give me 2 seconds. He's got to have a bio in there. He's a boss man.
He likes to work behind the scenes, if you will.
Yeah. He'll hate this. He'll hate this. Yeah. Oh, he doesn't have one. What?
Yeah, it's by design.
He doesn't have one.
What?
He's on all these press. He's got a LinkedIn. I can tell you what that says.
We got pictures. I got a lot of pictures of the boss we can put up there with a bio.
Do you know at one time our boss was a graphics operations manager.
For what?
I don't know. He has a Bachelor of Science.
He is graphic.
I'm calling BS on that. You get it? You get it?
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.